Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. I would like to give this morning not so much a homily as two mini homilies that might be a little bit disjointed. And the reason is I want to say a little bit of something about recognizing the voice of the shepherd, because Jesus here says, "I'm the shepherd, my sheep know my voice, they recognize my voice and follow me." So I'd like to give a little bit of practical advice on developing the ability to hear that voice. But I also want to say something about it's called Good Shepherd Sunday, and so I guess we're supposed to celebrate good shepherds, but I want to say something about priests and priestly vocations, and mostly I want to tell you why we need your prayers. You know, when I first started thinking about the priesthood, when I was a very young man, when I give any inclination that I don't think I'm a young man anymore, I get jeered at, so let me clarify. When I was a very young man and first starting to think about the priesthood, I heard a lot about the vocation crisis the church was in, that we didn't have enough vocations, and priests were retiring and dying much faster than they were being ordained. And I have to say, almost 20 years later, the situation has not improved. We really do not have enough shepherds. We do not have enough priests. We do not have enough young men answering the call. And I do think it's that they're not answering the call. I don't think that God has suddenly stopped calling, after 2,000 years, stopped calling young men to serve him in the priesthood. But I think we've stopped answering the call. Very, very possibly, as a society, we've stopped being able to listen. We are not able to understand the shepherd's voice. And so we have this great shortage of priests. And so, the priest plays a very, very important role in the life of the church. The priest is ordained to be an alter Christus for you, another Christ. Right, so the priest stands in the person of Christ, ministering to his church. And the priest preaches, and the priest is a spiritual father. The priest hands on the faith. Most importantly, the priest in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, celebrates the sacraments, hears confessions, absolves sins, and most importantly, offers the holy sacrifice. The church needs priests, and the church needs holy priests. And so I ask you, and this is, it's something that we say all the time, so please really hear it. Don't have it go in one ear and out the other. We need to pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood. We need to pray the Lord sends us lots of priests. And moms and dads, if you have sons, please talk to them about the possibility of a priestly vocation. Please help them learn how to listen to God's voice. Please prepare them. You don't want to put pressure on them, tell them, make them feel like to make you happy they have to be priests. But they should certainly know that that you appreciate and love priestly vocations, and that you would be happy if God called in the priesthood. If you really want to be generous with the Lord, maybe you could even pray that he call one of your sons to the priesthood. But in addition to praying for an increase in the vocations to the priesthood, we really need to pray for the priests and the bishops and the popes that we have, right? Because of what priests do and the role that we play in the church, the evil one and the world, of which he is the prince, do not like the priesthood, and they want to attack the priesthood, and they want to destroy the priesthood. And I think you probably know, you're probably not so naive, that priests are broken, sinful, very human men, just like anybody else. As St. Paul says, we hold these treasures in earthen vessels. And so sometimes priests get, and this is true of priests, it's even more true of bishops, it's even more true of popes. Sometimes we get beat up by the evil one in the world. And sometimes priests get chewed up and spit out by the evil one in the world. So I really beg of you to truly, fervently pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, but also pray for the priests and the bishops and the popes that we have, that that we will all be sustained in our ministry, that we will be held close to the Lord so that we can be good shepherds for you. Now, yeah, that was mini. So here's another mini homily. And I don't in any way mean this to be a comprehensive, well, it's not at all comprehensive, how-to for discernment. I would like to give you one, I think, very good practical tip on developing your ability to recognize the voice of the shepherd. And that is to pray the Psalms. All right, now, obviously, if we want to recognize the shepherd's voice, we don't start with hoping that we're going to receive some extraordinary, miraculous locution where we actually hear God talking to us. That's unlikely, and it may also mean schizophrenia, right? So we want to look for more ordinary means of being able to recognize the shepherd's voice. As I've said to you many times, the Lord is speaking to us every day. The question is, are we able to hear it? Are we able to recognize his voice? So a great place to start is with the church's teachings, which faithfully hand on to us what God wants us to know. That's a good way to start to shape ourselves. Praying the scriptures, the inspired word of God, really informs us and starts to attune us, you know, to set our ear almost to the setting of the Holy Spirit and God the Father, so that we're disposed to hear his voice. But when it comes to praying with scriptures, maybe one of the easiest to overlook is the Psalms, and that might be one of the worst to overlook, right? So the Gospels and maybe some of the Old Testament stuff, it's at least exciting to read because it's a story, right? Stuff happens. Or even in the Pauline letters, you know, Paul's giving instructions to communities on how to live. So that seems kind of interesting. Sometimes why we overlook the Psalms is the Psalms are really just prayers. But the church recognized the importance of the Psalms a long, long time ago. And so for almost the whole history of the church, they took the Psalms and they placed it at the center of their religious life. So all around the world, where we have monks and nuns, their day, and therefore their whole life, is basically structured around praying the Psalms. You know, getting together 5, 6, 7 times a day praying the Psalms. And why is that? Well, for one thing, the Psalms, they're the prayer book of the church because it's the prayer book of the Bible. Right? If you want, there's a prayer book within the Bible, and it's the book of Psalms. They were originally attributed to David, and so they're the prayers of David. But over time, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, they sort of became the prayers of God's people, Israel. And so the prayers of David, and they're of all sorts. Some of them are prayers of praise. Some of them are prayers of thanksgiving. Some of them are prayers of sorrow and crying out for distress. These prayers of David became the prayers of God's people, an expression of the people of Israel crying out to God. And the church has long felt, the church has long thought that with Jesus, the new David, the real David, the Psalms are actually the prayer of Jesus. And so when we pray the Psalms, we're entering into the prayer of Jesus himself. And I can think of no better way to attune ourselves to the shepherd's voice than to pray out of his prayer book, so to speak, to pray almost in his own voice. And I can tell you that after, you know, 16 years of praying the Psalms every day myself, because priests do this, we pray 5 times a day in the book of Psalms, it has actually started to change the way that I think. If you read the writings of saints and you read carefully, you'll notice that they start to lace scripture into everything they say. And the reason is because they've spent so much time thinking about scripture. The scripture, they internalize it and it becomes their own language, right? They talk to God in the language that God talks to us. And I have found that start to be true in 16 years of reading the Psalms and praying the Psalms every day, is the Psalms have become sort of the language of my heart. They become the lens through which I understand my life. They become the words that I use to speak to the Father. And it's, you know, it's because I'm able to enter into Jesus' own prayer. So it's a very, very practical bit of advice I have for you today, but we can attune ourselves more to recognizing the shepherd's voice if we pray from his prayer book, which is the book of the Psalms.